Welcome to this learning segment focused on the five beliefs of genuine contact. Over the next couple of minutes, we're going to be exploring how these five beliefs anchor the genuine contact way of working. I'm Rachel Bolton, and I'm here with Birgit Williams. And together, we're going to be sharing with you some of our approach to working with these beliefs and some of the things that we pay attention to when we're working with them.
Let's begin by considering what a belief is. One definition of a belief from the American Psychological Association is that a belief is the acceptance of the truth, reality, or the validity of something. In our personal and professional lives, all of us orient ourselves to the world around us. As we orient ourselves to the world, we employ our beliefs as an acceptance of what is truth and what is reality. When we participate in an organization as a member or as an employee, we put energy into orienting ourselves to the reality of the organization, to the truth of what it is. We do this for the purpose of finding our way, navigating, figuring out where and how to make our contributions.
Because organizations are created by people, whoever created the organization did so from their picture of reality, informed by their beliefs. The picture of reality adjusts as various people take on leadership in the organization, interpreting the beliefs according to their own picture of reality. Still, those foundational beliefs remain influential in the organization, affecting the culture of the organization. What happens when beliefs upon which an organization is developed are implicit, that they're implied but not openly talked about, or maybe even officially stated in your company mandate or on your website or somewhere where it's made more explicit? On the other hand, what happens when beliefs that the organization is developed on are explicitly and openly stated? You might want to pause and consider these questions for yourself as we enter into exploring the beliefs of genuine contact. What we would suggest is that when these beliefs are not clearly discerned or understood, they are implicit. They're felt, but not talked about. They're felt in ways that can feel uncomfortable, but people don't know why. Energy gets wasted in making assumptions about why an organization is the way it is, why it behaves the way it does, why people are treated the way they are, and other things that are visible that are a result of the beliefs of the organization. Sometimes culture is talked about. Sometimes what is valued is talked about. Yet underneath what is valued are core beliefs. Maybe whoever created the organization at the start knew the beliefs, but they got lost along the way. Maybe they were never discerned as the original founders shifted quickly into action without this particular step of being thoughtful about the beliefs on which the organizational development was taking place. In creating the Genuine Contact way of working, the Genuine Contact program, and the Genuine Contact organization, we took the time to clarify our beliefs. We then have been very explicit with our beliefs that our work is based on. People who work with us don't need to adopt all of these beliefs. We don't need to understand what they are in exactly the same way as each other, and we don't need to work with them in identical ways. Our job is to be explicit about the beliefs so that people who choose to work with us can decide if this is sufficiently congruent or at least interesting to work with.
As we go through these five beliefs, we recognize that it takes a fair bit of reflection for you to develop your own understanding of what is being said and how you might work with the belief yourself. If you choose to do so, you would need ultimately to think about the implications of each belief for an organization. A good resource to help you with your thinking is the book, The Genuine Contact Way, Nourishing a Culture of Leadership by Birgit Williams, that's me. An entire chapter is devoted to sharing my thinking about each belief. For now, we want to present these five beliefs as an example of us being clear about our beliefs, being explicit about them, and anchoring all of our work in these beliefs. We present these five beliefs of the Genuine Contact Way in a succinct form first. After we share this succinct form, we'll be going through each of them in a bit more detail. So here they are. Every organism has within it the blueprint for its own optimal health and balance. The second, focusing on genuine contact, enables individuals and organizations to achieve the health and balance that is needed for optimal effectiveness. Third, spirit or conscious energy is all that is. The fourth one, change with its accompanying loss, grief work, and conflict is constant. And the fifth one, simple frameworks and processes enable success with complex situations.
Having taken a look at these short form versions, we're going to dive in now to a look at the more expanded version of each of these beliefs as well. And we're starting with the first one, which is that we believe that every organism, including the organization, has within it the blueprint for its own optimal health and balance. We trust the people in the organization to know what is needed for optimal effectiveness. Building on the strengths within the organization is a key to optimal effectiveness.
This is such a strong belief, Rachel. When we approach an organization, we approach it from that absolute certainty that in that organization is exactly the blueprint right there. It's not missing. It's always, always there for its own optimal health and balance, and hence its own optimal effectiveness. So it's a very different approach when looking from that particular belief, from that particular lens. It's like, I know as a consultant how I feel about it. What I approach an organization is almost like that game of hide and seek where you say, come out wherever you are. So it's like saying to the blueprint for that optimal health and balance, come out, you know, you're there. I know you're there. And to help the people to work with what is instead of to work with what isn't.
I think the other part of that as consultants working from this belief is, sometimes the surprise that clients will have of like, what do you mean you're not going to tell me what we should do? Like, don't you as the consultant give us the solution rather than, and like really holding steady with our job is the processes to help you to unearth that blueprint, to make it visible, to win the game of hide and seek that you were just talking about. And what a difference it makes when we use good process to allow people to find their optimal solution rather than making an assessment with some limited data and offering some kind of like, here's the six-step path that's going to fix everything for you.
The next belief is we believe that focusing on genuine contact enables individuals and organizations to achieve the individual and organizational health and balance that's needed for optimal effectiveness. And I really love that we make clear here, positive change in the organization is directly linked to positive change in individuals. Both are required for sustainable new ways of working. It's not just the organization, it's not just the individuals, it's both.
I love the layers of that. It's both because at surface value, it just seems like super simple. But then the intricacy of it, the relationship between all of that change, when the organization, when it does things in its development to create positive change, that naturally creates like a ripple effect of positive change in individuals. And also, when investing in positive change and development in individuals and in organization, that it creates that ripple effect of also positive change in the organization, and that there's both like such an added benefit when you're aware of this and build it into development processes, but also that it just is this. Like there's such value in focusing on both, to really maximize the ways that organizations can create positive change.
What I've noticed is whenever we work as consultants, we're brought in because there's a business goal of some sort that needs to be achieved. Maybe it's a strategic plan that needs to be developed and so on. We go in saying clearly right up front, almost the first sentence that comes out of us, not quite, but that this is about change. It's not just about achieving something. Things are going to change. So how great to have the concept that's going to be positive change, that we're going to focus on positive change. And it's my experience that people in an organization see the organization somehow as separate from them. So they might be talking about organizational change. They quite often don't end up linking that to personal change, to personal positive change, to personal growth and development. And I think when we go in with this particular belief, we state it clearly. We start to open awareness to say, oh, as the organization changes, I'm gonna go through some personal change as well. So I really like that conversation to be very upfront, very early on in the process.
I'm smiling because even though we state it quite upfront and early in the process, there's also this like these magic moments that happen along the way where people go, oh, this is what you were talking about with that positive change for myself and the ways that it can ripple into so many aspects of life. Because, of course, we are individuals, not just at work, but we carry all of the learning and development we do into the other parts of our lives too. Moving on to the third belief, we believe that spirit matters, conscious energy, perhaps, however you would like to consider that word spirit, capital S, lowercase s, conscious energy, and that through spirit, all of creation is connected and that people are precious. Our experience is that strategies based on these values have exciting, tangible results.
This also, again, speaks to the connection between us all and what affects one affects all, what affects the organization affects all, what affects an individual in an organization affects all. We are connected through this conscious energy, through spirit. So there is not the possibility. Oh, this is just affecting such and such a team. It doesn't have anything to do with the rest of us. At the level of energy, it has lots to do with the rest of us. We need to take that into account.
I think in taking it into account, it's like, you know, that when we base strategies on these values, that when we think about and approach work by looking at how it is, how are people, teams, units, the organization connected, and how can those connections be fostered and made visible and developed and strengthened, that's often where these like exciting, tangible, unexpected, sometimes even benefits can come from. The fourth belief is that we believe that change, with its accompanying loss, grief work, and conflict, is constant. Individuals and organizations that develop mastery in working with change can sustain optimal effectiveness. These leaders and organizations recognize that change cannot be managed, that energy spent trying to manage change is wasted energy, and that productive use of individual and organizational energy is achieved by working with change rather than against it.
As you're reading that, Rachel, I'm thinking, oh, if only I could remember that for my own life, to work with change rather than against it. So many times as change is unfolding in my life, I'm resistant to it. I'm working against it rather than working with it. And how much power comes when you work, when in my life, for example, I would work with change. And that applies to organizations also. Change is constant. Let's harness the benefits of it. Let's work with it. And that makes such a difference in what happens with energy, with not wasting energy, and with outcomes. I also want to talk about the part here where we're acknowledging whenever there's change, even if it's positive change, even if it's wonderful, there is accompanying loss. Something is lost. Something is left behind. And whenever there's loss, there's the work of grief that takes place, which is our way to heal from loss. And we also say that conflict is constant. And that happens when there's loss, when there's grief, when some people are dealing with loss and grief at a different pace than other people, and conflict emerges. So we accept that as part of the picture. It's not bad, it's not good, it simply is.
I think it's really valuable as a leader, I know for myself as a leader, to recognize what grief work looks like and to be able to pause when there are those things that look like conflict or weird behaviors or emotions that feel big or whatever it might be, to consider like, oh, this might be what grief looks like. Because in that shifting somehow, you're so much more easily able to do the second part of this, which is like working with change rather than against it, that you can now, instead of being like, oh, we have to stop those behaviors, that it can be like, let's create some space for moving forward through this. And immediately how much better the whole process can be just by having that simple moment of awareness whenever change is happening. It can really have a big benefit. It looks like it's over to you, Birgit, to share the last belief with us of these five beliefs.
Yeah, we believe in keeping it simple. Simple frameworks and processes enable success with complex situations. In keeping it simple, we recognize that any sustainable change must begin from the inside and cannot be externally initiated or driven.
I'm a little bit laugh when I think about this one pretty much every time, because I know how much work it takes to consider all the complexity and find like what are our simple frameworks and processes to be able to move through this complexity and find good answers together, find good solutions, find good next steps for organizations. So it is definitely an art to keeping it simple. And often if I think about developing an agenda for a 3 or 4 hour meeting, a whole day meeting, it might have like 6 steps. And on one hand, that looks so simple, but it really does make such a difference when we focus on simplicity, that when the process is simple, then the complexity can be handled and worked through in, I find, easier ways.
That's so much our job as consultants. It takes a lot of work, as you say, in the background to get to those simple steps for the people that we're in service to so that they can handle their complexity with the simple steps that we offer. And conversely, if consultants or leaders make too many steps, too much complexity for organizations of people to solve something that's complex, they're so busy trying to figure out what the complexity is of the instructions, the tasks, the diagrams, and so on, that they can't, it's just too complex for them to handle solving whatever their complex situation needs solving. So it's the flip side of, if you don't keep it simple, you get in the way of solutions.
So those are the five beliefs. At the beginning of all of this, we presented you the short version of them. We have given you the full version of them, talked a little bit about each. And now here is the second half of those sentences presented together. All of creation is connected and people are precious. Every organism, including the organization, has within it the blueprint for its own optimal health and balance. Positive change in the organization is directly linked to positive change in individuals. Both are required for sustainable new ways of working. Productive use of individual and organizational energy is achieved by working with change rather than against it. Simple frameworks and processes led from inside the organization enable success with complex situations. I love using this version. We don't have it commonly in a lot of our GC materials, but this version for me often becomes like a little checklist as I'm thinking about projects to be undertaken, processes that need to be led, different aspects of working on and in an organization. As the director of the Genuine Contact organization, it's often me, as I think all leaders do, to sort of survey like what is needed in the organization at this time and put those things into motion. A recent example would be developing a strategic plan, an updated strategic plan for the organization. And in creating, what is the process for making that happen? What does that look like? Using this almost as a checklist, or even from the start, if I'm going to be leading a strategic planning process, what does that look like? If I believe that all of creation is connected and people are precious, what do I need to pay attention to when I'm developing that process? If I believe that every organism has within it the blueprint for its own optimal health and balance, what does that process need to look like? How does that belief get reflected in how we're going to achieve this? And I work my way through the thinking of those things as I'm developing process, so that I am taking those explicit beliefs that we have on our website and in lots of our materials and making sure that they are also visible and not just explicitly stated, but also lived and enacted inside the organization as much as possible. And that brings us to the end. A quick recap of what we've taken a look at today. Organizations include fundamental beliefs upon which the organization gets developed. There's great value in making these beliefs explicit in the foundational aspects of the organization. We, I think, have done a very explicit job of explicitly sharing how we really believe in the five beliefs of Genuine Contact and make them a part of our work all of the time. It's not necessary for a client or workshop participant to adopt all of these beliefs. We don't need to understand what they are in exactly the same way as each other, and we don't need to work with them in identical ways. When we are working the Genuine Contact way, we believe that it's our job simply to be explicit about those beliefs so that when people choose to work with us, they can decide if it's sufficiently aligned, if it's something that's recognizable and comfortable according to their own beliefs, and that it's at least interesting to work with us if this is the way that we're working, if this is a part of our approach. We've shared with you those beliefs, the short version, the full version, and how we work with them. And we want to invite you to some reflection now. If you're interested in the genuine contact way of working and living, spend some time reflecting on these beliefs and how they might affect your approach too.